I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Writers Guild of America is warning the Georgia legislature and Governor Brian Kemp of the potential consequences of passing a controversial abortion law. In a statement, the WGA said that production companies may choose to work elsewhere if the so-called heartbeat bill becomes law. The proposal, which Kemp says he will sign, would ban practically all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, which is generally when a heartbeat can be detected. Georgia is currently the third biggest state in terms of film and TV production, behind New York and California. A bill that would require elementary schools to offer recess is one step away from becoming law. The Senate passed HB 83 Tuesday. Republican Senator Jeff Mullis of Chickamauga is one of the bill's sponsors.
This is part of a child's education. Recess is nearly as important as academics. In fact, we all need recess. We all need relaxation.
While the bill would require teachers to carve out recess time, it would not mandate how long playtime should last. And teachers would not be allowed to withhold recess as a disciplinary tool. Public high schools in Georgia could soon have greater freedom to offer courses on Christianity under legislation approved by the State House. The proposal would allow schools to teach electives on the Old and New Testaments of the Bible. Previously, schools could offer courses on the history and literature of the Old and New Testament eras. Although schools wouldn't be required to offer any courses, critics worry that crafting the law around one certain religion violates neutrality standards. And MARTA is planning to launch a car-sharing program at 22 of its rail stations. The transit agency is currently searching for a vendor to provide the service. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, the program will be similar to Zipcar, a car-sharing service which is now in use at Atlanta's airport. MARTA is encouraging bidders to offer a variety of vehicle types, including low-emission and alternative fuel vehicles. In sports, Georgia Tech has fired women's basketball coach Michelle Joseph. This following an independent investigation into alleged mistreatment of players and staff. Joseph's attorney says the coach is being punished for complaining about gender equality issues. Joseph was placed on leave late in the season. The Yellow Jackets closed out the season on a 4-game losing streak. Three of those losses came after Joseph's suspension. And the Atlanta Hawks picked up their third win in a row last night, defeating the New Orleans Pelicans by a score of 130-120. The Hawks take on the Portland Trail Blazers on Friday. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.